Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hope everybody's having a good Tuesday out there. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe alongside. Willie D is out in Vegas. Tonight it'll be the Predators and Golden Knights. 9 o'clock puck drop. I'll have pregame for you starting at 8 o'clock. A little late night hockey right here on 102.5 The Game. At 3 o'clock, they'll be kicking off over on West End as Vanderbilt will host Missouri. And their head coach, who joins us this time every week, is on the line with us, Derek Mason. Coach, how you doing?
Chase and Darren, man, right back at it, man. It's go time, it's work time, so let's get it.
You know, we've been talking to you. This is year six for you, and yeah. We've been talking to you since day one, and we really appreciate that. And there have been dips over the years, and we've had to talk to you after those dips, and so you've had to dig your way out of those dips, and yet you're in one of those dips again. So I guess the first question, Derek, is you've done it before. How are you going to dig them out this time?
Well, you know what? It's not like it's new territory for me. I don't want to keep finding myself back here, but here's where we find ourselves today. So, you know, with that, there's definitely a reference point. And I do understand, what's at stake, in terms of an opportunity this week. And that's all we can do. I've been here before, and the ability to look at it, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, it's different with every team. You got to find out what works, with this team, not the team of 2 years ago, not the team of a couple of years before that. This team is different. It's got talent. It's got veteran talent, it's got young talent, and, everybody's, emotionally stuck right now. So what we got to do is just make sure, that we get unstuck, and we work on, the process, we work on the things, that are there, and it sounds ambiguous, but it's not. There are a lot of little things, okay, man? There's incremental wins, there's incremental, opportunities for us to win the day and make an investment, and when you do that and you do enough of it, it all starts to add up. Man, we're just not having enough of it add up because the product during the week, and how hard these guys work, just is not showing up on Saturday. So, just looking for the right formula. And that's going to come. You just got to stick with the process.
Look, I was honestly, that was a compliment. I remember those conversations. I remember in 2016, you were in that same boat and you won 4 of your last 6, and including where you went to Athens and got things on track by beating Georgia, and then last year you won 3 of your last 4. So I'm saying you've been in this spot. And you guys have dug your way out of it. That's all.
And I agree. I think the question was a good question. It's a question that I'm glad you asked because for me, I'm not defensive or not really on edge. I just feel like this team's got something. I do. And you know what? People say, yeah, well, that's just coach speak. Well. Yeah, maybe for a lot of coaches. I say what I believe. That doesn't make it right, but I do believe it. And with this group, it's been hard. Okay, it's been up and down. It's been all over the place. And the leaders, the team itself, the work has got to get done. The magic comes, when you believe that what you're doing is for a common purpose, and that thing is sits at the forefront of what you believe. If you don't believe it, well, then you're just dumb grinding. You're just doing the work to do the work. You got to believe in the end game. And I was speaking to somebody earlier and said, I remember, waking up after winning the Rose Bowl And I mean, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I mean, it was still with me. We had just won the Rose Bowl, and I was so excited. And I knew, man, that I was never going to be in that time again. You know what? You got to feel that way about, you know, I mean, sometimes, man, you got to be excited about the little things. You got to take, you know, I mean, the little wins and be excited about the little wins, and then the big ones come. You know, I mean, everybody can be excited about the big one. But when you get excited about the little one, it starts to rekindle. It starts to reshape. It starts to, you know, make anew exactly, you know, who you are, why you work, and what it does. Because the day after that Rose Bowl, it was right back to work.
Yeah.
And so that's where I am now.
You brought up the word believe. And you said today, Coach, that your team has never quit and they never will. Why do you believe in this team, and why do you believe that about this team the rest of the way?
Well, I don't recruit, quitters. Okay, man, I mean, I recruit Vanderbilt men. And, you know, I mean, regardless of, you know, I mean, the circumstance that they find themselves in, you know, I mean, that's not an option. You know, you can't this is about this. Sometimes this is much bigger than the game, but it's very much how this game teaches you about life. You know, man, you quit now, you'll quit on your family, you'll quit on, man, the people you love, you'll quit on work, you'll quit on, you know, opportunities. This is much bigger than the game, but it relates to the game. So when things get hard, you know, I mean, I'm trying to get young people to trust, you know, man, in the process. I'm trying to get young people to trust and people that they may not always, you know, man, believe in, or they think, you know, man, has an agenda, okay? This is, it's big. Okay, man, it's bigger than the game. It's big, you know, in terms of what we need to get to the other side. And so lean into the adversity. Let's stay the course. And we're going to be better because of it.
Okay, so everybody's on the same page. Everybody still believes. Nobody's quitting. So then how do you get it done on the football field? What needs to change for you to get the results you're looking for?
The level of consistency. Okay, we've seen it in ball games. Okay, we've looked at and people say, well, man, that sounds so simplistic. Well, why has this football team in every ball game offensively come out and been able to take the ball down the field no matter who the opponent was and put points on the board? Okay, I mean, it's the same game plan that we worked on during the week. It looked like it did during the week. We functioned, you know, I mean, practice was, you know, I mean, high energy. Guys were working, and they're trying to be greedy, and they're working towards, you mean, what we need. But then there's a lull on the backside of it. I can't explain it. I mean, I'm looking for the answers just like everybody else. But, I mean, it's my job to get those answers. Defensively, why can't we stop anybody in the first couple of series and then we go a quarter and a half, two quarters of being able to do it? It's just not on the front end. That doesn't lead to the type of football that we want to play. It's a four-quarter game, okay? The consistency, I'm not saying that we have to be perfect for four quarters. We've got to be consistent. And in the consistency, you know, like, comes the success. We just got to do what we do better.
Coach Derek Mason of Vanderbilt here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And, Coach, I'm going to preface this question with a statement, and that is, you know, all of us, we're not in your office. We're not on the sidelines with you. We're not at practice every day with you. So we don't see the things that you see with your players and your staff. And I, you know, was reading from your press conference of talking about that your team hasn't quit, like Darren was saying, and that you have these leaders on your team. And I do see that. Why? So with all that said, this time of year, you know how it goes. You start hearing people saying, well, they're not playing well, so somebody's got to lose their job.
Yeah.
Continuity to me, with a team like this that has leaders and is so tight knit, continuity is so important. So is that how you see it, that, you know, firing somebody isn't going to fix anything?
Yeah, I think I talked about that in the press conference. Somebody asked me that question, and you know, I prefaced it with, okay, I mean, you don't turn around, okay, man, if you're you know, man, sitting in a fire pit with somebody, or you know, man, if you're out. Okay, man, and you're camping, and you guys hear something. Now, all of a sudden, you don't turn around and start shooting the guy next to you. That's not what you do. Okay, you try to make sure, I mean, that you can rally around, you know, one another, and make sure you can support one another. Because in these times, sometimes, I mean, you feel like that's all you got. And so this thing is about, you know, family and sticking together and understanding that, you know, I mean, there's a time and a place where everything's got to be considered. But, you know, man, when you implode, okay, man, like right now. If that's your first instinct is the you know, I mean, fight or flight, well then I've got the wrong people. I'm coaching with the wrong people. Okay, man, I'm the wrong man for the job, and we all need to be looking for something else. That's not who you have. That's not who I am. That's not what we do. That's not what I expect. That's not who I've hired. That's not the type of guys that I've recruited. And so, man, we're going to stay as one. We're going to march all the way to the end. That's what we're going to do. That's what it's going to look like. And you know, at the end of the season, okay, man, you evaluate everything that you've done. Okay, man, everything that needs to be better. But right now, okay, man, it's not about like being right, because when you fire somebody, he's like, okay, well, you gotta do this right now. It's about getting it right. And getting it right, okay, man, has everything to do with everybody putting their best foot forward. So let's do that.
How much do you sit down during, you know, obviously you're worried about what's going on the field, but there are some, you know, facilities, things like that. You have a new boss in Malcolm Turner. How much have you been able to sit down with him and discuss some things that you need to help make you more successful?
You know what? That's a good question. And, you know, man, Malcolm, has stepped up and been supportive. I mean, he's been on trips. I mean, he's had a chance to look behind the curtain and see, man, exactly what goes on. Everybody doesn't get an opportunity. And I believe, you know, man, that's why people get so upset, you know, man, because they want to believe a certain thing about their product. They want to believe a certain thing about, who we are, man, and what we represent. And, you know, sometimes when you get a chance to look behind the curtain, okay, man, and see exactly where you're at, I mean, it looks a little different. I mean, he's been supportive. He's gonna continue to look and evaluate and make sure, man, that we're doing what we need to be doing. From a staff perspective, making sure that our players, get what they need. And in terms of resources, man, because that's something that we're always fighting for and something that we're working towards. But it's not an overnight fix. You know, the doable will get done. You know, the incredible, it takes a little longer. So what we got to do, man, is make sure we can fix the doable. And I believe that there's a lot of doable, opportunities in front of us. It starts this week, in terms of what we have with the practices that lead us up to Missouri.
You've used both quarterbacks a lot this season. Expect to do more of the same going into Missouri?
Yeah, I mean it hasn't changed for me right now. I'm looking to tighten it up. I'm looking to be better. I'm looking to challenge these guys more. Looking to put them in stressful situations. Because again, there's a winning formula to playing football. I mean, there really is. When you start to look at the, you know, sacks given up and the sacks you get, when you start looking at, you know, turnover margin, okay, I mean, when you start to look at the hidden yardage and penalties and special teams are included in that, and then you start to look at, you know, getting explosive plays offensively and defensively and limiting, you know, those on either side, you know, like to a certain degree. Offensively, we want them. Defensively, we're trying to shut them down. That's the winning formula. Okay, it's not yards, it's not this, it's not that. It's that idea of production and what it looks like in terms of field position, productiveness in terms of sacks, no sacks, and really just making sure, man, that we can, take advantage of red zone opportunities when they come. That's what we need to do. That's where we need to be better. That's where our focus is, and that's what practice looks like.
Man, I hope your players feel like you right now, because I can tell you're chomping at the bit to get back out there.
Right? I am. You got to be that way. You got to be dogmatic about how you live your life, because you only get one.
I love it. Hey, go change the narrative this week against Missouri, and then you'll have an extra week to get prepared for South Carolina, but let it start this week. Thanks for doing this as always.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Derek Mason, Vanderbilt head football coach. We'll come back, discuss a little bit more of that on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.